Concussion, a National Challenge. This is an event coming up. It's going to be taking place at the Global Center for Health Innovation. And joining us on the line right now, we have Dr. Hunter Peckham. Dr. Peckham, good morning. Welcome to the morning show.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about this event, Concussion, a National Challenge.
Well, I think as many of the of us, the public, are aware, you know, we really have we see every day, you know, in the news, on your program, you know, the fact that football players get hurt and our soldiers are being having brain injuries, and it's such an awareness that we have of what happens to the brain. But in fact, we need to learn a lot. And so this meeting is really bringing together the national experts to really talk about this issue, how extensive it is, how it's caused, precisely how it's caused, how we can diagnose it, how we can treat it. And we've focused it on around both sports injuries and battlefield injuries and automobile injuries. So these are things that really affect the public. All of us.
Has the awareness of concussions increased in the last 10 or so years? I've been hearing more and more about them, especially, as you mentioned, when it comes to sports-related injuries.
Well, I think I think it has, and I think it probably has. The public awareness, I think, has increased both because of sports injuries and because of the battlefield injuries that our soldiers are getting. I think that with regard to the battlefield injuries, you know, with these with the conflicts that we have in the Middle East, really what we know are the signature injuries are amputations and head injuries. And so from the blasts that these soldiers are incurring, and from the public, we hear so much about athletes who are injured. Especially, we're hearing more and more about professional athletes. We heard about the player who retired after a year because of fear of injuries. We know that there is people who are examining the brains of football players, professional football players, who have been subject to repeated trauma over their early lifetime. So I think it's a huge awareness that the public has of this, and I think that we certainly all have concerns about how this is affecting, you know, our youth, our soldiers and our high school players, our elementary school and middle school players. They're getting these injuries.
We're talking to Dr. Hunter Peckham this morning. We're talking about concussions in layman's terms. Dr. Peckham, how would you describe what a concussion really is?
Well, a concussion is really a damage to the brain that occurs from some sort of trauma, some sort of incident. It could be, I've been in my youth, I wasn't a particularly great baseball player, but I kept trying, and I had a couple of fastballs to the head, a couple of bicycle accidents. So it's those injuries that are sustained by the brain as a result of a blow of some sort, or perhaps repeated blows.
What are some of the more common effects of the more common concussions?
Well, they could be. I should add before we go too much further. I'm not a physician, so but I do know, particularly through this meeting, quite a bit about this. They can be memory loss. They can be, so it's cognitive effects. They could be executive functioning. They could be lost, so reasoning capability that we call, executive functioning. They could be motor loss, so lost ability for movement and control of different parts of the body. So they're quite extensive, And this is actually, part of the problem is that these injuries can occur in different parts of the brain, and we don't know exactly, the best ways to prevent them or diagnose them or treat them. And, so that's why we want to have these experts come together and help us to learn about this.
Who will be some of the experts, and where will this be taking place?
Well, this is taking place at at the Global Center for Health Innovation. You know, when we were building it, a few years ago, we called it the Medical Mart, but it's called the Global Center for Health Innovation, right downtown in Cleveland, right adjacent to the Key Tower. Most of us know the Key Tower, so it's on St. Clair Avenue, and it's on Tuesday afternoon, June 23rd, and Wednesday. Until the middle of the afternoon, Wednesday, June 24th, until the middle of the afternoon. I want to stress, this is really for the public. This is a meeting that that the national academies have are sponsoring. Case Western Reserve is the host institution, but we've had a series of meetings that where we try to bring, the national academies try to bring an awareness to the public of the science and engineering and medicine that can help all of us, the public, to understand things that we're concerned about. So in this case, for example, we would hope that the public would help to understand the question, okay, how dangerous is it for my son to play football? Or how dangerous is it for my daughter to play soccer? Or field hockey, or whatever. And so the experts that we've assembled are really the ones that are sort of setting the national agenda and helping us to understand this all.
It's a difficult line to walk, because on the one hand, you want to make sure that you don't sustain any brain injuries. On the other hand, as an athlete, you don't want to hold back. You give it your 100%.
Absolutely, absolutely true. We have... we don't live in cages, do we? And we can't have our kids living in cages, and or in my case, my grandkids living in cages. And, it is a fine line. So the things I think that are important is how do we prevent these injuries if they happen? How do we have the best protective gear for the things? How do we have them practice? I mean, we know a lot about spearing in football. That's real bad, right? But we know now that we don't need to have the same kind of repeated trauma in football practices that they used to have. So this is helping to understand, really, to tease this apart. We also don't know how much injury, what kind of injury. If we think about the forces that can be applied, let's say, to the head in these injuries, they can come from all sorts of directions, all sorts of strengths or magnitudes, we'd call them. They can be direct. They can be to the side of the head, the back of the head. They can be twisting, all sorts of things. And those are all transmitted to the brain through the skull. And, so it's a very complex issue of trying to make sure that we can mitigate the effects of these forces onto the brain.
It's funny, earlier you mentioned that this is open to the public, and then I was going to ask, well, if there's anybody in the public that you would emphasize to go to this, the first thing I thought was exactly the group you mentioned, parents of athletes and the athletes themselves. Anybody else who, again, if anybody in the public goes, you would strongly recommend what particular group?
Coaches, teachers, anybody that comes in contact with our kids, because we see you, we as parents, we all know this. We can pick up subtle behavioral changes in our children that somebody that comes into contact with them less frequently won't pick up, right? And those can be indications of a brain injury, okay? And so we know that these kids are doing, they're bicycle riding. Bicycle riding is has a lot of brain injury associated with it, a lot of concussive injuries in it. So I think it's those people who really want to know. We want to make sure, again, that our kids they're not living in a glass house, but we also, we have responsibilities to protect them and raise them and make sure that they're healthy.
Concussion, a national challenge. This is an event that's going to be taking place on 2 days, June 23rd and 24th. That's next week at the Global Center for Health Innovation. That is in downtown Cleveland. Again, Dr. Peckham, if there's a place where people want to go for more information or if they didn't quite catch where this is going to go on, where can they go to find out?
www.concussion2015.org.
Concussion2015.org.
Right.
All right, Dr. Peckham, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
You're very welcome. Thank you for the opportunity.